Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
And welcome to hour number two of the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Darren Copeland. Along for the ride is Chichi Portero. Big Fuzz need to go get more jerky.
Messing with Scott.
He need to go get his jerky off.
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't mean to say it that way. He just has to go jerky off.
Never eating jerky again. I am not eating any jerky that he brings in anymore.
Ooh. So I was talking before in the first hour about Nolan Arenado, and I just wanted to make sure I got this straight for you. Nolan's one of five players in MLB history with a cycle,
yes,
a walk-off home run, and a three-home run game in the same season. And the others are George Brett, third baseman, not as good as Nolan Arenado.
Still good.
Cheater, Pintar. Joe DiMaggio, not a bad outfielder.
No.
Jimmy Fox could hit a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Ted Williams.
Oh,
all right.
That guy.
So those are the only four other people in major league history to ever do those three things.
Not bad company. Not at all.
He will be your first Hall of Famer.
Before Todd?
Todd's not getting it, I don't think.
He's not?
I mean, he could. But he's right at the bubble. Mm-hmm. He's right at the bubble.
They keep showing that Toronto White Sox game where the guy gets kneed in the face. I keep seeing it in view. Oh, jeez.
Was that tonight?
Yeah, that was tonight.
I didn't see it.
You keep missing it, like, at the wrong time.
I've seen guys get hit in the face with a knee. Oh. I've been hit in the face with a knee.
Yeah, me too. It hurts.
Only for a second, and then after you wake up.
Don't go back to sleep.
No, or at least have someone waking you up.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you why I'm so angry about the Rockies is because I believe that they don't have a winning mentality. The object of baseball is not to win the minor league prospect race. The object of baseball is to win a World Series. You have your minor leagues to develop your talent, but your talent is there to help you get better talent. Find the nine best guys. You know, if you have an opportunity to go. You've only been in the playoffs three times. You know what's going to be like tomorrow. Do you guys remember back to, say, April 2008? Rockies off of a World Series? Everybody was thinking how good they're going to be. Don't make the playoffs. They come back in 2009. They look like they're good. They get to the playoffs again, lose in the first round. But 2010, do you remember 2010? A lot of optimism. All of a sudden. History is littered with baseball teams who've done this. Washington Nationals. Crushing everybody in their league, deciding to sit out Steven Strasburg because they want to save him for the future. They get blown out in the playoffs. Strasburg still gets Tommy John surgery. They haven't been able to get to a championship series yet. You never know what's going to happen, so when you have your opportunity, you got to go with it. The same stupid thing with the Nuggets. Listen, the Nuggets have been talking for years and years and years and years and years and years and years about having so many good players that they could trade for a star anytime they wanted to. Well, now's your chance.
Never seen it happen. I guess that one year they got Iverson.
Well, you got Iverson. You traded for Chauncey Billups, who, you know, was at that time coming off an MVP, finals MVP. What I'm telling you is go get Kyrie Irving. If you have to put in an extra player, you have extra guys. Cleveland needs big guys. So, and what do we have? We have so many big guys, we don't know what to do. I mean, think of all the big guys. So, not only do we have Jokic and Millsap, you also have Plumlee. You also have Hernan Gomez.
Wancho.
You also have Fareed.
Yep.
You also have Daryl Arthur. You also have Gee. You also have, I mean, get rid of some of those people. You also have some Greeks in there.
Plus, you have quite a bit of point guards, too, or guards.
You're a little bit stuck at guard because you have Moutier. You have Jahnir Nelson, who's very old, so he's not really a tradable asset.
Yeah.
You have Gary. You have Gary Harris, who's more of a swing player.
Uh-huh.
And then you have Jamal Murray, who you'd like to be a swing player, too, like a shooting guard, but he does play point guard. So, but you would be getting a point guard back. So give them a point guard. Heck, give them Moutier, Fareed, Hernan Gomez. Next year's one.
And get a player that's been proven.
And get Kyrie Irving in here.
Yeah.
And then you have a big three.
And Kyrie wants to prove that he's not a number
Kyrie
two.
Wants to prove that when he he's was before one. Before they were not going to the playoffs before old Mr. Guy got there.
Old
Mr. LeBron James.
You mean the player that Big Fuzz hates, right?
Oh my God.
What's his name again?
It's like unhealthy.
Yeah.
It's unhealthy how much he hates that guy.
It's a giant distaste for him for sure.
Wow. Yeah. Hate.
Hate.
The hate is strong.
Rageaholic.
Rageaholic. Yeah, so, you know, make that, if you have to pay more, if you have to give them a Carmelo Anthony type thing, that's a Carmelo Anthony type deal.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a Carmelo Anthony type deal. You're getting basically two starters, a young guy and a pick. I mean, that seems, you know, and you fix a lot of problems with the Nuggets.
Yeah, you're not worrying about
Fareed, who has a very can be very pouty.
Yeah.
You're not worried about guys coming underneath because you've got, you know, Jokic and you've got Millsap and you still got Plumlee. I mean, you still got, you know, Tyler Wright or whatever his name is, the guy that they just traded for on draft day, who's still, you know, a big guy.
And you can narrow down the prospects that you like.
Yes. Yes.
Because that's one big problem. They have too many guys that...
They have too many guys.
That they think will be good.
Yes. You know, the model they thought they were going to do was, you know, why we don't want... Maybe we don't have one or two all-stars, but we're going to have 10 almost all-stars. And how are you going to stop us? Well, you know, it turns out people could stop you.
Yeah, with three all-stars.
I mean, but they were then after Jokic went in, they were the number one offense in the league.
So they had that going for them.
Just make the dang trade. Kyrie Irving would love it here. I mean, Kyrie Irving would love it here. It's so much better than Cleveland. It's so much better than Cleveland.
Yeah. You can probably actually convince him to stay here.
Yes.
You have
a big three. I thought that's what you wanted to get was the big three. If you could get the big three, then you could be in the upper echelon.
Then you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying I'll be disappointed if the Nuggets don't put everything they can into possibly signing Kyrie Irving.
Yes.
And you know what, Darren? Look forward to being disappointed.
Nuggets.
Nuggets.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.